Thank you for listening to this message from the pulpit of Coon Rapids Baptist Church in the suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let's look at Proverbs 20 in our Bibles. Proverbs 20 and verse number 20 is where we'll be in a moment. Several of the Proverbs bring out the importance of honoring our parents in the home. They do this through graphic consequences for not doing it. They bring out the importance by showing the horrible companions or friends of those people who do not honor their parents, and by presenting some powerful teaching concepts as well throughout the Proverbs. They show that a person who disrespects, despises, disobeys, disgraces, and destroys their life and the life of other people as well. As we study the Proverbs, we see that a wise son of any age really, will want to avoid the path of disrespecting their parents and rather will want to respect them. We study the Proverbs and we see that the parents are challenged to make sure their own children avoid this path as well. And they begin to long for the happiness in the home that is produced when there is honor in the home. I want you to meet a few people tonight, in a sense. We'll describe a person by the name. We'll call her Sarah. She's a wonderful 9-year-old girl. Her teachers really enjoy working with Sarah because Sarah always listens so intently. Even though Sarah is a very gifted musician and a very talented athlete, Sarah knows that she has a long way to go. She has a lot she can still learn. And so for Sarah, when people give her advice on how to do a better job in one of those areas or even other areas of her life, she humbly pays attention. She looks at people when they're talking to her. She's not perfect, but when she gets in trouble, she admits that she's wrong and listens to those that would correct her and then seeks to see some change in her life. And so as a result, because Sarah has this attitude of listening, Sarah has learned a lot. And though even though she's young, she really has developed well. And people like being around her because she has an attitude of true listening that shows honor for other people. Peter is a 13-year-old blessing. He's very kind and thoughtful of others. He doesn't mock adults or children. He really values people. He really shows them respect. He really treats other people well. He treats them as being special. He doesn't take advantage of other people. He doesn't mistreat other people. He doesn't take the things that belong to other people. And everyone really likes being around him because he values other people. Honor comes out in how he values and treats other people. Now Sam, on the other hand, for our final person, Sam is 25 years old. His dad is much older. His dad remarried when he was older to a much younger wife. And so Sam's dad is up in years, and Sam's father is struggling to remember things. Sam spends time every week at his dad's house. He's 25 years of age, and yet he still goes over and he cares for his dad, even though sometimes his dad doesn't even remember it. His dad doesn't even know his name sometimes. His dad forgets different things. He does his dad's laundry, cleans his house, and a bunch of other things. Now, Sam's busy in his own life. He's 25. He's newly married with a young child and starting his career and involved in church and doing all these different things. But Sam still makes time for his dad. And his attitude of caring for others shows that he honors and values his dad. These three people have discovered the importance of honor in the home. Valuing and respecting other people in the home. And this is one of the key subjects we said that when you take all the different proverbs on parenting and look at them, they kind of just naturally fall into several categories, and we're looking at what those categories are. And Proverbs brings out the importance of honor and respect in the home, and we want to identify that tonight. We want to look at it. Proverbs brings this out in several ways. One of the ways that Proverbs shows the importance of honor in the home is by time. One of the Proverbs that we'll look at tonight speaks of respecting your mother even when she is old. Do you know that honoring your parents isn't something that's just for a 2-year-old or something that's just for a 12-year-old or even a 20-year-old? It's something that we do all of the lives of our parents, and really we can continue to honor them even after they pass off the scene. It shows how important it is to honor when you consider how long we're supposed to honor him. Another is the instances of disrespect. Proverbs brings it out by telling us really what disrespect is like. And you're going to see that painted pretty vividly. And the last way Proverbs emphasizes the importance of honoring is by showing horrible consequences for those who would dishonor and disrespect their parents. Now, I was thinking about this just a little bit. If someone came up to you and they described something that would cause you to disobey authorities in your life, and they described something that would cause you to develop an attitude of despising other people, and they were to describe to you not only that something that causes you to disobey and despise others, but something that will really disgrace you and embarrass you in life and humiliate you and bring shame upon you in life. And they were to describe the same thing that's doing all these sorts of things. The same thing is going to destroy your life, and it's going to destroy the lives of other people around you. If someone were to describe what that is like, and you were to see that those things are involved in it, wouldn't you want to steer clear of it? Wouldn't you want to stay away from something that's going to cause you to commit other sins like disobedience and despising other people? Wouldn't you want to stay away from something that's going to cause you to be destroyed in your own life and bring disgrace and shame upon you? You'd want to stay away from it. These are some of the things that are connected to honor in the home. And so I want to ask the Lord's blessing upon it, and then I trust that we can look at the Word together. Father, we do need you to do a work in our hearts tonight. Lord, that we, regardless of our age, would be honoring and respectful of our parents. Lord, that we as parents would develop the skills here to instill this important truth in the lives of our own children. Father, we really need your help in this regard. We need your help to listen at this time, and we need your help to put into practice this week in our lives, in our homes and families. So help us. May you get all the credit for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to turn to Proverbs 20, and we'll look at verse number 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. This is going to be our key proverb on this truth of honor in the home. And our English translation begins with that first word here in verse number 20, whoso. Do you know what whoso means? It refers to whosoever. We might say it that way, whosoever. And this word tells us that this proverb can apply to anyone that meets the one condition that's brought out in this verse. It doesn't matter if you're young or it doesn't matter if you're old. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter in this verse who your parents are. It doesn't matter if your parents are right or if your parents are wrong, if they've made these mistakes or if you would disagree with them. The verse doesn't say anything about that. This verse says, whosoever. It doesn't matter if you're older or younger. It doesn't matter if you're in a Christian home or a non-Christian home. This applies to everyone, whether we feel like it or not. The one characteristic that this person is this, whoso curseth his father or his mother. Now, when we think of cursing, we often think of profanity. We think of someone saying some really bad words. And certainly, that is involved in profanity. Christians ought not to be taking the Lord's name in vain. Christians ought not to be swearing and cursing and doing those things. It's just not appropriate for them to be doing. When we think of cursing, we think of someone saying bad things to other people. We think of someone yelling at those people. We think of someone cursing them and being unkind to them in some way. Or we think of someone in doing some sort of magical ritual, you know, where they pronounce some voodoo curse on another person. We think of those things when we think of the word curse. And that's part of it. Part of it is there. But the word simply means this: to make someone light or to slight them. The wording in Proverbs is often this way, and in the Old Testament, in fact, if someone is glorious, the word there, in a sense, means to be heavy. It doesn't mean that they are overweight in the sense of heavy, but that there is a weightiness to them, that there is a value that you put on the person. Therefore, the opposite of them, if you're not honoring them and viewing them as a weighty person, is to dishonor or curse or view them lightly or to slight them. That's what it simply means to curse another person. This is used in Genesis chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. You remember Sarah and Hagar? Now, Abraham and Sarah were married, and yet Sarah couldn't have a child. And so they got this bright idea that Abraham would go and try to have a child by Hagar. And Hagar conceived and had a child. And when she did, then she began to despise Sarah in her eyes. She began to look down on Sarah. Now listen, Sarah was still the lady of the house. She was still Abraham's wife. But Hagar looked down on her. This is the word that's used here. She cursed her in this sense. She looked on her as being of less value than she did before. Why? Because she was saying, I've got a child, I'm going to have a child, and Sarah can't even have a child. That's what the word means. David used this word in talking to his wife, Michal. Michal wasn't too happy with David about the way he was acting when he brought the tabernacle up to Jerusalem there and the Ark of the Covenant and whatnot. And he said, you know what? I'm going to be yet more and more despised. I'm going to be seen as lighter and lighter. I'm going to lower myself even more. That's what it means. To curse someone doesn't mean that you have to look at your parents and say blankety blank blank blank. It doesn't mean that you have to completely yell at them. It doesn't mean that you have to blaspheme their names. It simply means to slight them, to look down upon them, to not see them for being as valuable as they really are. I read a story this week about a man in Uganda. He told about, in his particular life, how he grew up and the different circumstances, and he told about his father and marrying his mother and then him being born into that family. And I don't remember what the cause of it was, but for some reason, the father began to not appreciate the mother in the family. He went out and, I guess in that culture, remarried multiple wives and brought them into the home and really began to just kind of push off this one wife and all of her children. Began to just ignore them and not take care of them. And one particular day, he announced that the family was going to move. He was going to sell their home there, and they were going to move 200 miles away. So all the preparations were made. The property was sold. They could no longer live there. So they packed everything up, and they were loading it onto the vehicle that they were going to take to get to this city 200 miles away. And it was incredible, as he described it, that the dad came out to the vehicle, and he took all of the belongings for this one wife that he didn't like, and all of her children. He took them back off of the vehicle and sat them on the curb there, and he lined the family up, this wife and these kids, where he had the other wives and their kids on the vehicle. He went back into the house, and he grabbed some ashes and dust there, and he came outside, and he held them up into the wind like this, and the wind blew the dust and the ashes away, and he pronounced a curse on them, and he says, may you be like the dust and the ashes that the wind blows away. May you blow away from me. And the young man went on to describe how he struggled so much with hating his dad because his dad left him there. They had no home. They had no dad to take care of them or anything like that. For years, they just had to do all they could to survive. Now, the dad there in that case did pronounce an actual curse on them. But long before that, he had cursed them. Long before that, he had looked down upon them and treated them lightly. And the young man then went on, I believe, to know Christ as Savior and to be able to extend forgiveness back to his father. And ultimately, years and years later, was reconciled with his father in an incredible fashion. But he treated his family lightly. He cursed them. He treated them as if they had no value. And that's what disrespect does. Disrespect despises other people. And so often this disrespect comes out in a person's attitude. They pout, they ignore, they show contempt, they mock, they're even rebellious. It's revealed through an attitude of disobedience. Because if they're not important, then I don't have to obey them. That's the mentality. I don't have to obey you. It's connected to the idea that we think our plans are better. We don't look at this person as being of value, therefore we think we are better. We know it all. We've got it all figured out because we're looking down upon them. We think that we are higher. It comes out in a failure to listen. Not looking at the other person when they're speaking to you. Not paying attention to the other person. Not being willing to change. Not being humble enough to be corrected. An attitude of disrespect comes out in not valuing other people. Not appreciating them. And Proverbs even tells us it comes out in robbing other people. Now notice this passage. It says, whoso curseth. Now who is he cursing? He's cursing his father or his mother. Truth be told, there are lots of people that we could curse. There are lots of people that we could treat with shame and treat with contempt and not value them as we ought to. But this passage speaks about the person who would treat their parents their dad and their mother with disrespect. You know, there are times in which, in some instances, kids have a great deal of respect for their dad. They really respect their dad, but maybe as they get older, they begin to look down on their mom for whatever reason. They begin to disrespect and sass their mom. They would never do it to their dad. They have a great deal of respect for their dad, but they would curse their mom. On the other hand, maybe their dad has failed and messed up in life. He's done some things wrong. And so they have a great deal of disrespect for their dad and just don't care about him and don't value him at all, even though they would love and care for and nurture their mother. And yet the Scriptures tell us it's important that you respect both of them. This is a challenge to us as parents. We can't run around tearing down our spouses and expect our kids to honor our spouse. I can't run around tearing down my wife and disrespecting her in front of the kids and then be upset when my children disrespect their mother. We as adults should still be careful that we are not cursing our parents. It's important. They brought us life. We'll see that a little bit later on as well. We're supposed to respect them whether we disagree with them or not, whether they failed or not, whether they deserve it or not. We're still supposed to honor them. This proverb then applies to whoever would curse their father and mother. And notice the result here. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. That's a pretty incredible statement. His lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that all of the lights will be shut off in his house. That doesn't mean all the lights in his car will no longer work or that the sun will quit shining in his life. But it does mean that his lamp is going to be put out. The fact of the matter is that all of us have a lamp. All of us have a light. The lamps in those days were a little bit different than we would think of in our day and time. The lamps in our day and time are light bulbs in an electrical socket or something like that. In those days, they were often the simple ones were basically a bowl with oil in them and a wick. They would be similar to a candle, where you would have this substance that burns with the wick sticking up through it here. And yet here, he says that their lamp would be put out. Sometimes in the Bible, the lamp refers to leading. Psalm 119:105 brings this out. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There is that light. There is that leading. There is that guidance. Sometimes the lamp in the Bible, I think, refers to a person's life. You have the lamp. You have the light of life. Brings that out as well. John 8 and verse number 12. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Certainly is the life that is there. Now, here is an incredible thing. It's almost a play on words. You treat your parents lightly, and God will make sure that your light goes out. It's a really incredible thing. God has a way of putting out our lights. God has a way of making it so that we can't see so well. And if we curse our parents, our light is going to go out. And if that's referring to darkness, if that's referring to leading, then that means that we're not going to know our way around. It means that it's going to be dark and we're not going to see things that are in front of us and we're going to trip and fall over these different obstacles in life. We're not going to have the light to know which way we should go. We're going to get close to the rocks and the ravines and the cliffs in life and we're going to trip and go right over them. Why? Because we don't have the light in our life. It's an incredible thing when you consider the fact that so many times our parents are our light and our guidance. Our parents are the ones that are saying, no, don't go there. You'll ruin your life. But a son that would curse his parents and say, they don't know what they're doing. What have they done? They've just put out the light. They go their own way and they trip and fall right over because they didn't respect their parents. It's referring to leading. You curse your parents? Okay, fine. Then you won't have any leading in your life, but it also refers then to losing your life. Not only leading, but it also refers to life. We'll read this verse, Lord willing, at the end of the message, but you know the Old Testament gave a command for rebellious sons to be executed, to be literally killed if they didn't obey and respect their parents as they should be. That's losing your life. I don't believe that this verse is bringing out that you ought to be executed, but basically, you're going to ruin your own life. And it only makes sense that that's the case because the Bible says that honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land. So if you honor your parents, you're going to have a long and blessed life. That means if you dishonor your parents, you're not going to have a blessed life. You're going to remove all of the blessings of that life that you should have had. Your light is going to be put out, extinguished, and quenched here. Now notice what our text says as well. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. You know, it's not a big deal if you have a candle in the middle of the day and you're outside and the sun's shining and you blow the candle out. Because you got sun all around you. You got light all around you. But here in this passage, it says, your lamp, the light of your life, is going to be put out, and it makes big difference where you are at that time. You are in obscure darkness. The word obscure darkness refers to the eye of darkness. When we talk about hurricanes, you know, it's September, so they talk about a lot of hurricanes. There's the eye of the storm, kind of the center of the storm. And here it's literally the center of darkness, the blackest spot of all. That here you are in the darkest, blackest night of all, and that is the time exactly when your light goes out. There's no little cracks, little light in the window. There's no little glow sticks to give you a little bit of light. No little keychain flashlight that you can flicker on and off. No little cell phone that you can whip out of your pocket and turn your light on. There's no little windows here or there, but you're in absolute black darkness. And that's where your light goes out. No leading, and it's going to ruin your life. So the Proverbs brings out a very graphic consequence here. It tells us that our parents are our lights. And if we disrespect our parents, if we dishonor our parents, then quite literally we are just shutting off the light in our life. Very serious consequence. Let's look at Proverbs 19 and verse number 26. Proverbs 19 and verse number 26. We'll look at another proverb on this subject. We looked at this last week, but it'll be a blessing as well on this subject. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Now I think this particular proverb brings out an example. Tells us a little bit of how we disrespect our parents here. Do you remember this story last week? You remember what this proverb is talking about? It's talking about someone going to war. They go to the city, they surround the city, they attack the city, and they're able to have the victory over the city. They rush through the gates of the city, and they chase everyone away. All the inhabitants are trying to get away and escape for their lives. They run out into the hills, they run out into the forest and trying to find shelter. Meanwhile, back in the city, the enemy's going through, they're looting and they're burning, they're stealing anything that they want. That is wasting the city, stealing and trashing everything, and that is chasing away the inhabitants that are in it. This particular proverb tells us that when the people that are out in the countryside, in our word picture here, when they realize who has done this to them, they find out that it's their own son. It's their own child. And what shame and embarrassment would come upon them to consider that their own child would have done this to them, and what shame and embarrassment would come upon the son for doing this to his parents. That's the background of this verse. And yet, I would suppose in today's day and time that there's going to be very few children that are going to surround the city of their parents, chase out their parents into the wilderness, and steal everything in their parents' hometown. Probably not going to happen exactly that way. How does this happen then? How is it possible that we can really waste our father? The word waste refers to spoiling someone. It refers to stealing their property, depriving them of their property. Let's make a few practical applications here. It refers to mistreating their property, being careless of the things that they have, taking the things that they have, wasting the property, and therefore, here's an interesting connection. You might think I'm crazy, but I think it's a good connection here. Wasting a person's property is therefore then wasting that person's life. I think we need to even be careful with sometimes the food that we have put on the plate in front of us. Someone goes out and they give a portion of their day to work hard and to make the money to go to the grocery store and buy that food, and a mom spends several hours in preparing a meal. And so literally when they put that food upon the plate there to serve us, a portion of their life in a sense is on that plate. And when we would disregard that, when we would take our plate and go over there and just throw it in the trash can and not eat what is on that thing, in a sense, we have not only wasted those possessions, but we have wasted to a degree their very life. Minutes of their life, maybe hours of their life, are represented in the food that's on that plate. And we've wasted it. I think we need to be careful of disrespecting them. Maybe the clothing that they give, we trash it and we don't care for it. Maybe the different possessions that they give, we would waste those things. It describes it not only as wasting, but as chasing away the mother. This comes out in a couple different ways. The son is so rebellious, the son is so disrespectful, that the mother, though she would love the son very dearly, after a period of time, the mother can't wait till the kid goes to bed. Or the mother can't wait until the kid leaves the home. Or the mother would just rather withdraw to her own room or go sit somewhere else than to be around the child. His attitude, his actions are such that even his own mother would be chased away, and his own mom, though she loves him dearly, wouldn't even want to be around him. He has chased her away. The other thing could be that he has so wasted her possessions, he has so wasted her finances, that as a result, she doesn't even have enough finances to take care of her property and literally has to leave her home. He's chased her out of her own home. The bank forecloses upon it or something like that. She has no place to stay. And this is a total disregard for one's parents. They have wasted their parents and they chase away their parents by their actions. They drained their finances. The example we talked about this morning was that of Absalom. The example we think of in the New Testament, Luke chapter 15, is the prodigal son who takes his parents' substance and goes spends it there with riotous living. But at other times in our lives, it's not just an Absalom, it's not just a child who wastes the inheritance, but it can be ugly voices of children that hurt their parents or selfish acts that would waste them and chase them away. And our proverb tells us here at the end that disrespect disgraces. It's a son that causes shame and brings reproach. We saw in the first one that disrespect darkens our life. It removes the light of our life. And this one tells us that disrespect disgraces our own life. It's going to ultimately embarrass us. It's going to ultimately shame us. It's going to ultimately bring humiliation into our own life. Let's look at Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 and verse number 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. This proverb also gives some more practical examples here of honoring one's parents. And here the second half of the proverb really brings out what I mentioned to you already about the fact that age doesn't matter. Despise not thy mother when she is old. This can be talking to us as adult children just as well as to the younger children. Just because a mother is old, just because she's frail, just because she's not as spry as she once used to be, just because she's not as able to do other things like she used to be able to do them, doesn't mean we can disrespect her or not value her as we ought to. The first half of the proverb gives us a way that we can honor our parents. It says, hearken unto thy father that begat thee. The word hearken there refers to listening. Hearken to your father that gave you life. Now I understand that God gave us life. Our life comes from God, but He chooses to do it through our parents. At different times I've heard growing up little tidbits of my parents and the fact that they dated other people before they met each other. And one of the particular relationships was a little bit longer than the other one. And so I've just thought at different times, you know, what would have happened if they would have kept dating so-and-so? If they hadn't been here and there and happened to meet, if they hadn't gotten married, I wouldn't be here. Literally, I wouldn't exist if my dad and my mom hadn't gotten married and had me. I owe my life, quite literally, to my parents. And that's what he's saying. To him that begat you, to him that gave you life here. How can we not respect our parents when the very fact of the matter is we have life because of our parents? We would say that with Christianity, that we would love our Christ because he gave us life, and the same ought to be true in the practical life. And so he says to hearken. The word hearken really brings out three words. It means to hear, to listen, to obey. We had a coach in high school that would say this, everybody hears, but very few listen. You know, you're hearing the sound of my voice here, but are you listening to what I am saying? Our kids at times, they can hear what we're saying, but are they really paying attention? Are they really listening to what we are saying? But it goes right there with it, then, is the idea of obedience. If we're really hearing, we ought to be listening. If we're really listening, then we ought to be obeying. You can't say that you've listened to your parents if you're not going to obey what they say. We have to be listening by looking at them with our eyes, by focusing and paying attention with our brains, by showing with our body language that we're paying attention, not being sloppy in that sense. Stopping what we're doing because it's important that we show them respect and listen to what they are saying. And then obeying. So we've seen that disrespect darkens and disrespect brings disgrace. It disgraces our life. But this proverb tells us that disrespect also disobeys the parents. Here it tells us that we're supposed to hearken. Let's look over at Proverbs 28. Let's look at another one here. Proverbs 28 and verse 24. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. Now, Proverbs does this often, several times, especially in chapter 30. We'll get there in a couple minutes. But Proverbs brings out sometimes how horrible something is simply by what else is around it. All right? What else goes with it? What else is in the same neighborhood? Proverbs 26 does this. I love this passage. The first few verses of Proverbs 26 talk about a fool. And then it brings in a person who is wise in their own conceit. They're a know-it-all. And it connects the two. And the idea is basically, you think a fool is bad? Well, a person that is a know-it-all, they're wise in their own conceit, they're even worse. And by associating them, they are saying how bad they really are. And that is what this verse is doing here. It is saying that a person that is disrespectful is a companion of a destroyer. Proverbs also talks about the importance of companions or friends. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Who you hang out, who you spend time with, will impact your life. And so this particular proverb paints it very graphically in saying, if you are disrespecting your parents in this way that he's describing here, you are a companion of a destroyer. You would hang out with people that are destroyers. The friends in your life that you have that are influencing you are destroyers. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But the first part of the proverb says this, whoso robbeth his father or mother. I think we talked about that with wasting them. Robbing from them, taking from them, destroying what they have. And yet here is a person that is robbing their parents, and someone comes up to them and says, okay, listen, what you're doing is wrong. Their dad comes up and says, you ought not be doing that. Some authority comes up in their life and says, listen, that is wrong for you to do it. And here's this person, and they say, it's not a transgression. Listen, what I'm doing is not that bad. And listen, what I'm doing, you should see how they treat me. This is okay for me to do it. And their mentality is, it's not wrong for me to be treating my parents this way. They maybe have a million reasons why it's okay for them to disrespect their parents. They have a million reasons why their parents don't deserve respect. They would say all these things to come across and say, it's not that big of a deal. Comes across in their attitude. And yet here, Proverbs says, okay, that's your thought, that you're not wrong? Then you're a companion of a destroyer. You are friends with a destroyer. This word destroyer is used in the Bible to describe a lion. We've talked about lions a lot here on Sunday nights. Lions destroy people. They just rip you to shreds. The word is used to describe an angel of God that in a very short period of time killed 70,000 people. That's like our entire city of Coon Rapids. Every single one of them being dead. One angel did it. It was a destroying angel. The word is used to describe the angel on the night of the Passover that destroyed every firstborn son in all of Egypt. Destroyed them. The word is used to describe what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. They were destroyed. It refers to someone who ruins, they mutilate, they violate, they injure persons. We would probably best describe it as a murderer. We might describe it as someone who loots. I saw a few pictures of some of the looting that was done in places like London, England. where people would just break into grocery stores for whatever the reason was. I don't remember at the time, but they thought they had a right to break into these different stores, and they would steal whatever they wanted. And they would not only steal, but they would just leave the place a wreck. They just trash it, taking whatever they wanted. That's a destroyer here. And he says, here's the thing. You disrespect your parents, it's like you're best friends with a murderer. You disrespect your parents, it's like you're best friends of someone who would go up to a glass window on the front of a store, throw a cement block through it, and run in and trash the place and steal whatever they want. If you disrespect your parents, it's like you're best friends with that type of a person. Disrespect destroys. I found it interesting, I read an article. And in this article, they connected media violence, whether it's in TV or movies or video games, they connected media violence to a lack of respect. I suppose that's fairly obvious. But they watch all of this violence, and then they run around and they don't respect anybody else, and they treat those people violently. The fact of the matter is that disrespect and destruction go hand in hand. They go together. Disrespect destroys other people. It will destroy yourself. It'll put your own light out. Let's look at Proverbs 30. Again, we're coming down to the end of the book. Proverbs 30 and verse number 11. Now, this particular proverb, there's so much more going on here than what I'm going to be able to bring out. But let's just touch on a few things. Proverbs 30 and verse number 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Now, again, one of the things that this particular set of proverbs does is it groups someone who is disrespectful, with other people. Look at verse number 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their own filthiness. There is a generation, oh how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lift up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among them. You take a person who would mistreat the poor and the weak, and those that are not able to take care of themselves. You take them. You take a person that's lifted up in pride. They're arrogant. They're know-it-all. You take a person here, as he says in verse number 12, they are pure in their own eyes. They don't think they've done anything wrong. And you group all of them together with those people that would disrespect their parents. Those are the people that they hang out with. That is the danger of it. And yet, the verse is not only telling about their companions, but it's telling us that it's a widespread problem. There is a generation. A whole generation. And this is the way it is in our day and time. Whether it's adults abandoning their elderly parents, or discussions about euthanasia, or kids having disrespect, or primetime television encouraging such horrible disrespect in the home, it's a common problem. There is a generation. Now notice what it says here. It gives us some more details about respecting our parents here. We've already talked about cursing, but the latter half of the verse talks about the opposite of it. It says blessing, and doth not bless their mother. The word bless means this, to adore someone on bended knee. That's what it means to bless someone, to adore them on bended knee. We think of appreciating a person. We think of gratitude. We think of being thankful. But a person who curses his parents is never thankful for what they've done. When was the last time that you said thank you to your mother for a meal, or told her thank you for helping with the laundry, or told her how much you appreciated the beautiful house that she worked so hard for you to have, how hard she works to keep the thing cleaned up and taken care of? When was the last time that we had a gratitude attitude instead of a complaining spirit? Do we ever jot her a note or color her a picture, take her out for lunch just to say thank you? See, disrespectful people are unthankful people because the world is all about them. The world is all about their life and their time, and therefore they have no appreciation for other people. They have no appreciation of what other people have done for them. The fact of the matter is, we've already seen this, they don't even appreciate that their parents gave them life. No wonder they're going to not appreciate the things, the little things that they do every single day in their life. They do not bless their mother. We have to look at one more proverb here. This is one of my favorite in all of Proverbs. Proverbs 30 and verse number 17. Not that I like the subject matter, but that I like the way that it says it. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. really, this one verse is a fitting illustration for every single thing that we have talked about here tonight. It talks about the eye that mocks his dad. Here's a kid that makes fun of his dad and cuts down his dad. And the way he looks at his dad is disrespectful. The way he acts towards his dad is very disrespectful. You can communicate a lot about respect just from your eyes. Do you look at the person? What are you communicating with your eyes? Are you glaring at them? Are you rolling your eyes? So much is communicated about respect through a person's eyes. But this person also despises his mother, and he despises to obey his mother. He views it as a little thing, as a thing that's not important, his mother, or obeying his mother. And he says the graphic end of this is that a buzzard. Have you ever seen a buzzard before? Buzzard comes along, an eagle here, a raven comes along, and plucks out the eye of the person. Now, it doesn't mean that the kid is just walking along down the highway and all of a sudden this eagle comes down there and just grips the guy's eyes out. That would be kind of scary. Maybe that's what it should mean and be a little more sobering. We'd all be ducking whenever we saw birds around. But it's an incredible picture. Here is a kid that has disrespected his mom and his dad. He's wasted his parents. He's chased them away from his life. He cares nothing for anybody else. And so the man is very much a loner. The man is out on his own. The man has no parents around to care for him. He has nobody around to protect him in life. And so he's walking through life, but his lamp has been put out. He dies for some reason. And his dead body is laying on the ground. Now listen, how many of you have been driving down the road and you've seen a dead body? A dead animal there on the side of the road. You've seen a bird eating it, all right? But how many of you have ever been driving down the highway and you look over and you say, oh, there's a dead human being over there? I mean, that would be pretty alarming. Even our culture today, as disgusting as our culture is, even they understand the horribleness of a human body just rotting. I heard some little blurb on the news. There's been some murders in Minneapolis in the last year or so of some ladies that have died and they haven't been able to find their bodies. And so they were saying with hunting season being on that the hunters need to be aware as they're out and about in case they would happen to stumble on the remains of one of these individuals, which would obviously be decomposing. And so here is the picture in very graphic terms, that this person has rejected their parents, rejected anyone in their life that would care for them. They've gone out and done their own thing. The judgment of God has fallen upon them. They've died, and they've died alone with no one to care even that they're dead, with no one to have a funeral for them, to no one to throw them in the grave and bury them, or even to put up a headstone over them. Nobody knows about them. Nobody cares about them. This, your body to be eaten in this way was total disgrace, total shame upon you if your body wasn't buried. And so this proverb says it all. Disrespect darkens your life. The eyes are gone. It despises, here it says despises to obey the mother. It disobeys. It destroys. And it disgraces a person. So disrespecting our parents, no matter what our age is a very sobering thing. And as we looked at these Proverbs tonight, I hope that we as children would be challenged to avoid it. And that we as parents would be challenged to help our children avoid this horrible path. So briefly here in conclusion, I want to mention to you, so how does Proverbs teach this? If it's so important that we avoid dishonor and disrespect in the home, how does Proverbs bring it out? It brings it across in three ways. Number one, through instruction. It simply instructs us on honoring our parents. You know, there are many times I'm learning as a parent in which my children aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing simply because I haven't told them. There are many times in our lives that we don't understand what we're supposed to be doing and therefore we get it wrong. We just need someone to instruct us. We just need someone to guide us. And Proverbs provides that instruction. If we want to instruct, or if we want our children to avoid this, we've got to instruct them. Teach them. But the second thing is, it also does it by identification. Identification. It says, if you're going to be a disrespectful child, you are identified with a destroyer. If you are a disrespectful child, you will disobey your parents. You will look lightly upon them. You will despise them. You will curse them. It identifies what that life is all about. You know, we need to do that as well. We need to bring it out. I think Samuel did this when he talked to Saul. He said, Saul, rebellion is as witchcraft. He identified it. He said, you wouldn't be involved in demonic things. You wouldn't be involved in worshiping devils. Well, let me tell you, rebellion's like witchcraft. And we need at times as parents to take our children aside and say, listen, if you're going to be disrespectful, you are identifying with this. You're a best friend of a murderer. But lastly, we can teach it not only by instruction and identification, but by illustration. It graphically illustrates the results of what happens when we sin. How many times we get our lusts of our flesh so focused on some sin that we totally miss the consequences. We totally forget, man, if I do this, I'm going to ruin my life. I'm going to mess up my life. I'm going to trash it. And Proverbs is an expert at saying, listen, you want to go after the immoral woman? Well, let me tell you what the result will be. You want to be a disrespectful kid? Well, let me tell you, you're going to end out away from anybody that loves you. Your body's going to be laying out there, and the buzzards are going to come and eat all your skin off your body. And you wake up and you say, I don't want to go down that path. Because not only we as adults, but sometimes kids especially, they struggle to see the consequences of their actions. They don't think, if I jump off of the top of the house, it will cause me to break my body into pieces. We don't think about the consequences. And Proverbs brings out, it illustrates the consequences of our actions. We need to do that so that our children will be avoiding the disrespectful avenue. Notice these verses and I'll be done. This know also that in last times, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. What an interesting group. Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Leviticus 20 and verse number 9. For everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. Deuteronomy 21:20. And they shall say unto the elders of this city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he is a glutton and a drunkard, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So thou shalt put away evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. There's great tragedy if we disrespect, but there is great blessing if we honor our parents and have honor in the home.
Visit us at 11164 Hanson Boulevard or online at coonrapidsbaptist.org.